A coffee is clear for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy living side which flow be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from his guilt and power. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April 17th. Year 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And the topic for today's daily devotion is Divine Favor. The topic once again is Divine Favor. Our memory verse is from Deuteronomy 33:23. Deuteronomy 33:23. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. Let's do it one more time. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. Deuteronomy 33:23. And of Naphtali said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. That's the end of the memory verse. A Bible reading this morning is from Esther chapter 2, verse 12 to 18. Esther 2, 12 to 18. And I'll be reading the NLT. Before each young woman was taken to king's bed, she was given the prescribed 12 months of beauty treatment, 6 months with oil of myrrh, followed by 6 months with special perfume and ointment. When it was time for her to go to the king's palace, she was given a choice of whatever clothing or jewelry she wanted to take from the hem. Then, that evening, she was taken to the king's private room, and the next morning, she was brought to the second harem, where the king's wife lived. There, she would be under the care of Shagaz, the king's eunuch in charge of the concubine. She would never go to the king's again unless he had especially enjoyed her and requested her by name. Esther was the daughter of Abia, who was Mordecai's uncle. Mordecai has adopted his younger cousin Esther. When it was Esther's turn to go to the king, she accepted the advice of Agar, the eunuch in charge of the harem. She asked for nothing except what he suggested, and she was admired by everyone who saw her. Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus at the royal palace in early winter of the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther more than any of the other young women. He was so delighted with her that he set the royal crown on her head and declared her queen instead of Vashti. To celebrate the occasion, he gave a great banquet in Esther's honor for all his nobles and officials, declaring a public holiday for the provinces and giving generous gifts to everyone. That's the end of the Bible reading this morning. Our topic once again is divine favor. When you hear the expression, God is smiling on you, it means you are enjoying divine favor and grace. In Numbers 6, 24 to 26, God said that the sons of Aaron were to pronounce a blessing on the people, and the blessing went thus: the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. When God's face is shining upon you, it means the Lord is smiling upon you and you will enjoy divine favor everywhere you go. It also means that every darkness around you will be consumed and you will be basking in high light. When God decides to show you favor, you will achieve more than somebody who is working extremely hard without divine favor. When God shows you favor, miracles happen. For example, Genesis 24:63 says that Isaac went for a stroll, and in the 67th verse of the same chapter, the Bible says, Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. All the background works in getting Isaac a wife was done by some other people. When you compare Isaac's experience to that of Jacob, who labored for 14 years without pay before he could get the woman he wanted to marry, you will see the difference between favor and hard labor to get what you want. I decree that from now on, God will show you favor. Not too long ago, all the universities in Nigeria were ranked, and Redeemer's University came second. The first was the University of Ibadan, the oldest university in Nigeria, founded in 1948. Redeemer's University was only 17 years old at that time, and we beat universities that were more than 60 years old. How could this be? The only explanation can be divine favor. The question now is, what can you do to always enjoy divine favor? You can find a good answer to this question in Proverbs 3:3-4. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. To draw God's favor to yourself, always tell the truth and show mercy to others. Action point this morning: always tell the truth and be merciful. This is the end of today's daily devotion. Let somebody shout, Hallelujah! Hallelujah!